Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Beast, the only show where two total dudes review one Total Divas show and delight the entire nation. I am one half of the aforementioned dudes. I am the top ref who never watches the Swedish Chef. The glue that holds together America's favorite wrestling-themed Ramones core pop-punk band, the Razor Ramones. I am Dave the Beast Barnett. And joining me tonight on this arduous journey of a nightmare that he travels every week, he is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show, the host of the Sign of the Times, the permanent guest of Total Foodies with Stevie and Beast. He is the ketchup to my mustard, the genius known as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, what's up?
Well, a lot going on this week. Lots going on. Apparently, the normal person on the other end of this arduous journey of a nightmare has been petting cows because he contracted pink eye, which you get from petting cows.
I think he's been handling all these Chipotle burritos and putting his hands in his burritos and forgetting to wash his hands and then wiping his eyes while he's eating these Chipotle burritos. And now he's got the E. coli in his eye.
That could be. And his mother, Mary Chipotle Sharp, dropping off massive quantities of these such burritos on his sidewalk, apparently. There was some sort of chicanery going on to that effect earlier.
I hear there's some sort of contest about that, and if that might be the answer, you know.
Well, apparently they revealed the answer when they were sending coded messages back and forth.
Another contest ruined by Rex Sharp.
It really was. It was a great one. And then he's like, tee hee hee hee, they'll never guess it. And then someone was like, oh, thanks for the free Chipotle, Mary Chipotle.
Wow. I had some good prizes to hand out, but it's all lost now. Sorry, fans. Sorry, Zane. Sorry, anybody who thinks they would ever listen to this show. So, Sign Guy, what's the scuttlebutt?
Would one of the prizes be an autographed picture of Sean Crittney?
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely going to do that. And it's rare to get his photograph.
Zane would have loved that.
Oh, and there might have been a Daniel Bryan skateboard keychain for the lucky listener, but, you know, Rex had to ruin it.
Now, is this the size of a skateboard?
As the size of a finger skateboard, like they had the 90s, it was a big deal.
Oh.
So, of course, Party City had to, you know, make them now for the current WWE and any other licensed brand that's in there. Perhaps, you know, Paige saw one, but we'll get to that later.
That's true. Now,
what's the scuttlebutt? What's going on, sign guy?
Well, the scuttlebutt around the water cooler, there's some sort of dark plague going around the Northwest. Sports entertainers all over the place getting horribly sick. I'm, you know, trying to fend off this horrible plague. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of horrible plague.
This doesn't have anything to do with Buddy Highway possibly bringing White Castles to Washington, does it?
It could somehow have to do with Buddy Highway, because it was a mere days after we last saw him that people started contracting it.
Let's see. Maybe he knew something that the others didn't. You'll have to grill him. See, he got out when the getting was good and didn't contract this virus, I guess. This disease.
Yes, he was busy stalking Daniel Bryan, apparently.
Apparently. Well, that's very sad. We wish all our Northwest, Pacific Northwest family to get well soon and you know, stick posies in your pocket and something like that. Ash on your head. I don't know how the Black Plague works. Avoid rats.
Awesome.
And that's actually good advice for any wrestler throughout the country. Avoid the rats.
That's true, because they bite.
Oh, well, yeah, they'll do more than bite.
Well.
And it'll definitely burn for a few days, too.
Now, some other scuttlebutting around the water cooler. A whole bunch of people just bailing out on WWE. Whole bunch of people. It's like a mass exodus.
I know. It's pretty crazy. I was going to say you were the Skip Sheffield to my Heath Slater, but I don't know if that reference is too old at this point. But there's only two people left of the original NXT crew. Can you believe it?
Well, it was like 7 years ago.
Right.
You know, that was like the hottest thing in TCW. Like, all the boys used to come out in the Nexus shirts, and, you know, they were all Nexus this, Nexus that.
Wow.
It didn't last. Didn't last for most of them.
No, it did not. Nobody really made it at all, except Daniel Bryan, and definitely didn't have anything to do with Nexus. He, in fact, was the first person off of the show. Well, no. Was he the first person who lost on the show? Cause on the NXT show?
No, I think he was second or third.
Okay. That does make sense. Yeah, I didn't think they went that terribly with him. But, yeah, he was the first person out of the Nexus, and he became a good guy immediately, and then, you know, off he went, because he's Daniel Bryan, and he don't need no faction.
He was the first to be fired from the company.
This is true. Definitely. You don't go choking people with ties.
They draw the line at tie choking.
What's that?
And hugging.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hugging and grabbing. That's hazardous to your career too. Yeah, and unless you're, you know, a perky young lady and developmental, but if you're a large black man trying to ruin Daniel Bryan's retirement, then don't do that.
That's the word on the street. Now, speaking of the street, Miss Piggy took to the streets to find a best friend last night on the Muppets. She searched high and low, trying to find a best friend, because she's like, well, I have no friend. What a horribly depressing episode.
What would you rate it?
I would rate it extremely depressing.
Aw, that's sad, folks. So, you know, if you end up watching this week's Muppets, the word from Total Muppets is that, you know, bring a couple of Kleenexes.
I mean, Uncle Deadly tried to help, but that just got very uncomfortable in its creepiness.
I see. So, yeah, make sure, parents, to have a talk with your kids after the episode.
Yes, and, you know, Kermit, he normally could help, but he was an emotional wreck after his niece returned his belongings to him.
Now, this isn't my personal opinion, but I know the loyal fans of Total Dudes are just, you know, this is what they've been waiting for, so I'll give it to them. Kermit, that son of a bitch!
Wow.
Poor
Kermit.
For you, Rex.
What did Kermit do to you? The poor frog was reaching out to the broad that he had hurt, gave her the space she asked for, but she never gave a defined amount of space, so he was trying to find out if it was appropriate yet to reach out. And then while he's out of his office, she just leaves a box of his stuff on the desk, doesn't leave a note or anything, just vanishes.
Wow. I wasn't too sure about it, but I know, you know, I had to do the fan service. It was my duty as guest host to get the authentic Total Dudes experience to happen this week. And I personally have nothing against Kermit, but, you know, with Rex being, you know, his eye damaged, which prevents him from talking and listening, it's very unfortunate that I had to say bad things about Kermit, but I do my job.
Yes. Now, speaking of doing the job, I got my long-awaited package from Bruzy. You recall Bruzy from a previous episode of Total Dudes.
Everyone remembers Bruzy. It was a classic episode. Classic episode.
It really was. Long-awaited package. There were package shenanigans. They lost the first one. He sent me this delightful package containing various teas from Wales, proper Welsh tea snacks, and a book on Welsh wrestling. It
wow.
was delightful.
That does sound pretty delightful, which is surprising. I was going to say it's surprisingly delightful coming from Bruzy.
Now, I promised him, because he insisted I promise, when I brewed the first cup, I did add milk to it, which went against what I normally would do. I would normally don't add milk to my tea, but he insisted that would be the proper British way of drinking it. It was not bad. Wasn't bad.
Not bad.
I didn't hate it.
I've always wondered about that. I've thought about trying it sometime myself. The word is not bad from our resident tea expert.
Well, if you're coming to this part of the area, you know, because Laramie, Wyoming is not that far, really, I'd brew you a cup.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see if that can happen sometime. All right. We could talk about teas all day, but I have a feeling that it's time to get into the nitty-gritty. You want to cue up that music for a little thing we call Total Dialogue? Okay, it's time for Total Dialogue. I can't remember. Do I do the explaining of the roles, or is that falling
yeah.
onto you? I do. All right, well, we got a little scene here. I shall be playing the role of the newest Total Divas cast member, Mandy, as she had a little conversation with Eva Marie, played by our wonderful sign guy. So I say, I guess we go 3, 2, 1, take it away.
So Jonathan ended up getting a videographer just because, kinda, to document our lives, but it helps with social media.
Totally, that's awesome. Do you take him everywhere you go?
We just got him.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things like a trial, I guess.
Yeah.
Jonathan can't always be the one trying to film.
Oh, that's crazy. We were talking just the other day about how hard it is, like, when you forget to post. That's awesome. I need a social media guy. I need one of those.
Macon, you're gonna get camera.
And scene. Sign guy, please, what was that, please?
This was possibly the most bizarre scene ever recorded for Total Divas. They were at NXT, presumably to train, but Eva explains how her husband-ger, that's no longer her juror because she hired The Rock's ex-wife, decided they needed a videographer to document their lives for social media. Mandy, who's been in the business for 2 weeks maybe at this point, was like, well, I must need that. So she's like, well,
right.
I better get one of those social media guys. And then she's thinking, oh, you must take him everywhere because, you know, it's probably really cheap to fly a guy every single place you go when you travel for a living on your own dime. And then Eva's like, well, you know, we just got him. We don't know what to do with him yet. You know, it's a trial. And then Eva got just this creepy voice. I have no words for it. Just this creepy voice. It had something to do with Mandy's boyfriend Michael in the camera, but I don't understand what it was he was implying.
Right? I didn't know, you know, yeah, what that meant at all. It was crazy, and, you know, standing there, you know, in the place where you, you know, train and season your skills and everything, talking about how, you know, Instagram and all that is the one way that the fans can really get to know what you're about and get to know your character when, you know, it's not like you're on a TV show or anything. Multiple TV shows.
And that was the running theme through the whole episode, was Mandy thought NXT was a place that people went to further their social media presence.
Exactly. We'll just jump right into it. That is why Mandy is at the top of my bottom list. Number one with a bullet as the worst person on the show this week. You know, when asked to start training and do a lockup, she's like, oh yeah, that's the thing where I go get my camera and take a picture of myself and post it on the internet. Yes, after being very late.
An hour late.
Yeah, and Natty to her credit and gotten my good list there for all this. Gave her some pretty good hell about it, and was about to, you know, just shut her down like she should have been, and somebody should have just escorted her away from the building and fired her then. But, you know, Mandy came back and gave a heartfelt speech, and she said the magic words that really turned it around for Natty. She told her how she was getting in a car wreck on the way to work. And Natty's like, car wreck on the way to work? I know that game. I see where you're coming from, sister. Let's get in there and train.
But first, she got her a hair elastic, which was like the main thing Natty was concerned about.
Yes. I have a female here, a regular everyday female. Have you ever heard anybody call a hair tie a hair elastic?
Yes.
Okay, well, that backfired on me.
It's a regional thing.
Oh, well, you're a regional thing. It's probably some Canadian thing. Can you confirm that it is not a Canadian thing, Sangai?
It's more of like a regional thing. There's regions of Canada, regions of the United States.
Well, we're just going to call it a Canadian thing. I never heard of it. It threw me off. A hair elastic. Come on.
Well, a hair elastic can be a lot of things. It doesn't have to just be. It can just be something that goes around.
All right. Who's top of your bottom left?
By the car accident, because when Mandy got there.
No,
initially.
I did not buy the car accident at all, but it was totally an excuse, but that's excuse right up Natty's alley. So she was like, maybe you're not so bad.
That's true. Now, the thing that made me disbelieve this car accident theory, she said she had just come from getting some sort of treatment.
Keratin.
I wasn't sure exactly.
I think it's where you put carrot chemicals into your skin to make it oranger, I think.
Ah, well, see, if she was doing that, that's what I believe more than, I rear-ended someone. Oops.
Right. Well,
why would you say,
I was saying, it was a total, complete, fabricated story, but it was the type of fabricated story that Natty could get behind.
Yes. And then Natty, who's been around, 15-ish years, immediately was like, well, let's get in the ring and wrestle, rather than, well, let's get you checked out by a doctor because you were just in a wreck. You could have all kinds of injuries that aren't surfaced yet. She's like, nope, let's get in the ring. And since you're so green and probably will dome yourself a few times, that's acceptable.
Well, she was probably concerned about, you know, them drug testing her after the car wreck.
True.
They might think she was part of it and get all wrapped up in it, and you know how she's got this affliction for magic brownies.
That's true, but smoking catnip, perfectly acceptable, as we learned last week.
That is true, that's right. Maybe she was smoking some more catnip and she wasn't sure where that fell on the wellness policy.
Catnip and vodka, acceptable.
Right. Now, who else was on your bottom list?
Well, my number one, I actually changed it. So I rewatched. I had to put Natty at number one. The main reason, she was cuckolding poor TJ again. Now, we start up with Natty, and she's in Tampa, Florida, and these random people come running up. They're like, oh, this guy wants to get a picture with you. And she's like, oh, sure. Yeah. And the guy just starts filling her up.
Yeah.
It's like, openly, not caring. And he's like staring right at her, like all proud of himself, like, look, I'm filling this broad up. She doesn't care. And Addie's like, oh, well, that's fine, because I'm all about giving back.
Exactly, all about giving back. Exactly what I have written down here. I did have her up on towards the top, but I did not think of the ramifications towards TJ about this. You know, I wonder if TJ will know about this, or if he got sent that picture. I bet it was a no, because because TJ probably would have kicked that guy's ass.
He should have.
Even with a freaking neck.
And to make it worse, she goes into the arena and she's showing all the other broads a picture of this guy filling her up as she's filling up the other broads.
And look, he's touching me right here. Look, he's totally grabbing it. See?
Now, how inappropriate is it that she goes into her place of work, walks up to broads, and just starts copping feels and showing them, like, pictures of her cuckolding TJ?
It's a very, you know, a very poisonous relationship environment backstage.
That is not true. All girls do that shit.
I hear all girls do that, so that's unfortunate.
At work?
At work?
Yeah, look at my new bra.
I'm getting confused. Well, go ahead.
Well, you know, to compound
we're speechless. We're speechless, though.
We
the
really
way
are.
Women conduct themselves.
To
they really need
compound things, though, she later was in a car with Nikki, and she was telling Nikki, oh, yeah, all the girls at NXT text TJ.
Yeah.
She's like, I told him not to give him too many pointers. I'm like, why do you think they all have TJ's number? He's like, well, my wife's going around getting felt up by just random guys and showing pictures, so apparently it's fair game around here.
And at the end of the episode, Mandy confesses her love for Natty and her wish to be in a relationship with her. So yet again, more people hitting on Natty. More ladies on the show hitting on Natty.
Now let's see if we can go back. Rosa Mendez.
Yes.
Paige, I believe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Summer A.
Yeah. That was self-definitely there.
Yeah, well, you know, she actually, like, Natty, like, forcibly made Summer Rae, like, take part in this inappropriate, like, coupling here with Summer Rae in the locker room, no less.
Right. This Natty is a cuckold thing is definitely something we're going to have to keep on the radar. You listening, Rex Sharp? I know you all talk about the relationship between TJ and Natty quite frequently, but we're maybe on to something here, so don't let the listeners down and keep a tight eye on this.
And I think Natty's just drank herself to the point where she's like, well, maybe I can just go to the other side. You know, she's like, maybe if I do that, they'll give me something relevant to do on TV, and they'll send me out there to make out with Summer Rae or something, but it's not likely. It's not likely at all.
No, not likely. I don't think so.
Didn't work for Darren Young.
Nope, it didn't. Now, let's see. Well, I'll go ahead and... Since we've been pretty heavy into this discussion now, I'll go ahead and, because my number one might only get a little short conversation, I'll go ahead and get to my top person, the number one star of this episode, and just every second he was on the screen, it told so much of a story. Our good friend Joe Hickey, number one. Making a cameo appearance, and when Nikki said to him, "I want to see you later," the look on that poor man's face, the sullen look, it brought a tear to my eye. You talk about Miss Piggy making you depressed. Joe Hickey will bring your heart down, and you'll feel sympathy for that man when you watch this week's episode of Total Divas. He just wants to show merchandise.
He really does. Now, I had him in an unprecedented first time ever tie at my number three on my most liked. Poor Joe Hickey was just walking down the hall. He's thinking, no one will spot me now. I'm almost home free. And then, boom, both Bellas spot him. And his heart just sank down to boot the level of his knees.
The bane of his employment, those darn Bella twins.
They were just on this Joe Hickey hunt, much as I was last week. He hid from me in the backstage area. I could not find him. But the Bellas, much to Joe Hickey's dismayment, had an all-access pass. They were able to track him.
It was unfortunate. It was very sad. My heart went out to Joe Hickey, who perchance was tied with him for number three.
Number three in the tie was Dr. Zane. I thought Dr. Zane was great. I'd never heard of injecting anyone with ozone before, but he's like, shoot you up with this ozone, and that'll break up all the tension in the muscles and loosen everything up. I'd never heard that or know of anyone that experienced that.
Right. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on. I thought there was like some kind of, you know, muscle relaxer or something going on when they were showing little clips going to commercial, but they're, I guess, injecting some kind of gaseous substance into Nikki Bella.
Ozone, like what circles the entire Earth except for the spots where there's a big hole.
Right? Yeah. I had not heard of this either. And that got him up onto your top three, tied with Joe Hickey, for injecting ozone into Nikki Bella. All right. I just wanted to confirm and make sure that's what you're trying to tell us here.
Because that's a genius treatment. I mean, he's like, you feel the muscle twitch? She's like, yeah. And he's like, that means it's starting to relax. Like, it's working. Genius treatment. And he wasn't the type of doctor. He's like, we'll take 3 weeks off and this and that. He's like, so when is your next event? How easy is it for you to take time off? You know, he's like trying to figure out, okay, so she's going to wrestle for sure, and then he's planning the treatments around that rather than just like, take 3 weeks off and then just walk out the door and like, she's not going to wrestle for 3 weeks, as I said so. He knew that, you know, she's a professional athlete, had to make her appearances, so he's working around that.
I can see that. It was very nice of him. Now, let's see here. Well, go ahead and tell us your number one on this week's Total Divas.
Well, do you have anyone else on your most hated?
I do have, yes. I thought I went over her already, but I haven't. I want to go ahead and throw in Eva a little bit, as she was part of this stupid corruption of Mandy. You know, when you're first starting in the business, do you this is a rhetorical question here, yeah. I'm trying to ask you, when you first start in the business or first start in a promotion, would you think to get advice and hook up and learn from the rookiest person in the company, or not? That be a good idea?
Not generally.
No. But it seems that Mandy and Eva Marie have hooked up for Team Ketchup and Mustard, and it's going just as ridiculously as one would think, and they had their little photo shoot at Eva's house, and these real douchey guys, which, you know, if I didn't know which one was Jonathan Coyle, then I wouldn't have been able to pick him out of all the douchiness going on. But and there's a line of pretty much the line of the show, but at least the line of their little storyline from that little photo shoot is what the photographer said to Eva, which I think sums it up quite nicely. Your body looks stupid. Quote, unquote, your body looks stupid.
Yeah, why would you say that to the person paying your bills?
Right? But, so I guess we'll jump into my number two most hated here. And she was almost my number one. It was very close between her and Mandy. But old Foxy, she is my number one most hated. And you know, they say these things about me. They say these things, you and Rex saying all these accusations about me. But I tell you who the real problem is. Problem is people like Alicia Fox when she goes into the party supply store and they're getting baby shower stuff for their good friend. And she has to ask, oh, where's the black baby shower stuff? Give me a break.
I didn't note that, but on my second viewing, I think she was asking, where's the, like, black as in gothic stuff? Although the clerk, I believe, was throwing, he's like, oh, no, it's one of the
those people.
Activists again. We're going to get in trouble. We're going to get sent to sensitivity training.
Maybe I'll get fired. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. She's one of those people who are ruining America with their PC bullshit. I'm sorry. I just couldn't take it anymore. That's why you know what? She's at the top of my most hated list. She's got me fired up now.
Now, I had Foxy at my number three. Not really for that, but she took Rose's baby shower, and she's like, well, I want to make this all about Foxy.
Right.
And she's like, I'll just take your baby shower, I'll make it a party, I'll keep calling it a party, and I'll let you have less and less and less say-so on it. And she's like, oh, we're going to have it in Florida now. And Rose is like, but all of my family and everybody in Vancouver can't travel that far. And she's like, I'm 6 months pregnant. I can't travel that far, which is odd because she's apparently traveling with WWE because, hectic wrestling schedule they would let a 6 month pregnant woman do. And Foxy's like, no, we're having it in Florida. Can't have it anywhere but Florida because I live in Florida. Like, we can change the date, but not the location.
Right. I like how Foxy immediately after Rosa says, well, all my family and everything will fly to Florida. He says, Foxy retorts with, well, there's more of us divas than there is just you. So perhaps she's implying that Rosa's family is all in her head and that she should seek mental help.
It came across that way. Foxy just, she was like, oh, an excuse to get Brie mode. I'll take that. And she's just like, we're just going to get just incomprehensible smashed. We don't care if you're having a baby or not. We don't even care if you're there. I'm just having an excuse to throw this old party, and the office can't fire us because I'll say, oh, it was a baby party for Rosa, when in actuality it was not. But if she sends 37 texts to Stephanie McMahon quitting, she can just chalk it up to, oh, it was Rosa. Sorry.
Right. Exactly. Now, I think that pretty much covers it for my bottom. Yeah, and to wrap that little thing up, so we don't have to go back to talking about them again, they got in their big argument, and then we had the Total Divas moment without even the pre-5-minute off-screen talk. But, you know, Alicia just decided to be okay now and act like a reasonable person. She's like, oh, that's right, I'm being stupid, and apologized. And that was the end of that.
It was. Now, my number two this week was that guy, Brandon. Now, I'm sure he goes around city to city to city. And they're like, oh, can you take a picture with Brandon? It would mean the world to him. They're like, sure. Brandon knows exactly why he's doing it. He's like, I'm going to cop a fill on this broad. He just starts copping fills on the broad. He's like, oh, I can't say anything. Because, you know, look at me. Look at me. I'm Eugene's cousin. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
He just doesn't care. He's like, I can get away with anything. Watch this. You know, Goose Stephanie McMahon. He's like, they're like, oh, it's just Brandon.
And she'll, hey, if he does that, she'll probably give him an award. Maybe
probably.
He's going to get that Hey McMahon award next week on Raw.
Would not shock me. But he can get away with anything. And they're like, oh, well, we can't do anything because look at him. We'll get all kinds of lawsuits and lose sponsors. He takes advantage of it.
Right? We were quite in agreement with that. He knew what he was doing. He knew
Definitely,
what he
I mean,
was.
He like, did you see the face he made when he like hung his head right in Natty's cleavage and just like staring at it?
Right? Yeah, totally.
And maybe he's like, oh, well, maybe he went for your arm and missed.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be staring at her cleavage if that's what he was doing.
Yeah, the focus was definitely on Natty's big boobies.
Yeah, that guy didn't fool me at all. I saw right
Not
through
at
it.
All. None of us were fooled, buddy. We're on to you.
Horrible dirtbag scum of the earth guy that guy is. Knows
That's
they can't
right.
do anything because he's like, I'm Eugene's cousin, you can't touch me. And so he just takes advantage so he can be a predator.
He probably just wandered into that parking lot. Nobody let him in. And nobody could say
no,
a thing about it.
Remember they had two people with him at all times. They were probably in on it. They're like,
well, he definitely in on it. The dad, he was the first one to get a big old hold of Natty. He may not have been, like, all up on her breast, but he was like, I don't know, like, maybe 10 feet in front of Brandon and the mother, if that's who she really is. He was, like, all ready to get a piece of Natty.
I think it's just two people Brandon pays to pretend they're his guardians or something. He's like, I just want to get a little action tonight. Here's $5 each, and they'll comp our seats for us.
Totally.
I bet he's never paid to see a show. He probably sits ringside every week.
Oh. You're making me angry. He's going on my one of those people list. All this PC America bullshit. All right. Let's get back into the positive. Who was in your top list there?
Well, I covered number three. Number two, I had Renee Young.
Ah, yes. Well,
she
now, go ahead with yours, but I don't think I'm going to agree. But go ahead and try and convince me otherwise.
She had this great jacket she was wearing, just phenomenal jacket. That's the main thing. But then she went to this dinner. She wasn't there for this celebration or whatever they were calling it. She's just there for the food. Didn't care if the Bellas were there or not. She was there to eat. Because that's what Renee Young does. That's all unfiltered as a boot when it's good. It's what Renee Young does best. She's like, I'm just here for the food. Just here to eat.
Renee Young, I'm just here for the food. And we'll have to remember that phrase. I think that might be might be the one to stick with her. It might be how we describe Renee Young's role on the show. So I have to look and see if she. The only time I see her on the show is when she's sitting down at a table with the rest of the divas, and there's a meal being served. That is true.
Well, the one time she was dancing in her underwear with Brie Bella.
Well, that was just good plain fun. Now, I do wonder why she was sitting next to Dolph Ziggler, or who Dolph was there with, or if he's just, you know, some big supporter of Nikki Bella. I just thought it was odd that they were seated together when, you know, it's pretty common knowledge that she's dating the lunatic fringe, as it were. And I know it'd be upsetting for certain people who've been on the show before if she was cuckolding Dean Ambrose.
Well, I know what happened there.
Oh, okay. Please enlighten us.
See, Dolph Ziggler's been stalking Nikki Bella the whole season, right?
Oh, yeah, this is right. Okay, I do remember this, yes.
And so he's like, I got to get in there because Nikki's going to be there, so I got to make sure I'm there. And he's like, hey, Renee, can you get me into this Bellabration? And she's like, no. And he's like, come on, get me. And she's like, no. He's like, I will pay for your meal and your drinks. And she's like, let's go. Got a great jacket. I'll throw it on. Let's go.
All right. Sign guy solved the mystery for us. I was a little concerned. I was tentative to put her on my disliked list, but I had some fishy thoughts going around, but sign guy cleared it up. Dolph Ziggler, he's the one who's doing the scheming. Now,
he's been doing that
the
entire season.
Yes, that entire season he's been scheming for Nikki Bella. Now, who was your number one most liked sign guy?
Jason Ayers.
Of course, yes. And we were talking off air about it. I'll let you enlighten them where his important role on this week's episode.
He was only in it for about a half of a second, which usually helps. But it was a seminal moment in a flashback montage, which is kind of rare for Total Divas. They don't have a lot of flashback montages. But he was raising the hand and presenting the belt to Nikki Bella, which set up the main Bella theme of this episode of Nikki Bella breaking AJ's record for longest reigning Diva title holder. Without him, there would have been no reign at all.
It was a very important role. He's the one. He kicked off the Nikki Bella, reign of an era. The Bellabration. He should have been invited to the Bellabration.
I think so. I mean, he wouldn't have at least gotten maybe a couple glasses of wine and a sandwich maybe while he was there. But nope, they're just like. Just,
nope, that he was.
Just stick to your montage, apparently.
He's a poor, underappreciated referee. A referee can never be the star, and that's the gift and the curse. To when you're doing your job is when nobody cares, I guess. But
Jericho had a different philosophy, as you can see by the cartwheels.
This is true. That's probably why we don't see him refereeing that much, though.
So I believe myself and maybe 30 people from Calgary knew what he was trying to do. We got it after the first time. The next four were unnecessary.
Was it some kind of hockey thing?
No, there used to be a referee in Stampede years ago, and he would cartwheel and hit the heels with a drop kick. So he was trying to pay homage to that referee. And he's like, maybe if I do it 18 times in the match, people will understand it. But no, because not enough people saw that brief time in Stampede history in whatever American town they were in to notice that.
What's that? Sorry, I wasn't listening. There was too much Calgary wrestling history that I didn't care about. Moving on.
Wow.
moving on. Well, it seems like with our lists, we missed out a storyline of the show, and it makes sense. Before we move on to that, I just want to cover Paige and how I think she was an important part of the show, but she did not deserve to be in either my good or my bad list. She was kind of being the goofy catalyst to things, and she had a goofy idea to make this gothic baby shower, and Foxy's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea, this joke that you've made. I'll take it and run with it and torture Rosa for the next week with your silly joke idea that I've taken seriously. And then Paige just wanting to tell everybody about how she got on Conan? The Conan show?
Yeah.
The Conan. Okay. The Conan show. And it will just I set off Alicia Fox to go, oh, you know that thing you just said? I'll bring up this totally unrelated baby shower stuff that I still want to keep drilling on and not listen to you. So Paige, you know, just sat back there quietly while they argued in the front seat. So it's just my little shout out to Paige. She's being unappreciated role this week. Now,
I thought it was kind of sad that she had to mock Rosa, because Rosa, as we know, is not very bright.
Well, yeah, I did not mention that weird ass cold open where Rosa thought her baby was going to drown or something.
Well, she was asking if she held her breath, if it would deprive oxygen to the baby. And then Fox, like, the baby's in water. And then Paige is like, oh, don't worry, it's got a scuba mask. And she's over there mocking her like the baby would have access to scuba gear inside the womb. That's not likely.
Yeah, that is not likely at all. And that look on Rose's face as Paige and Alicia were cracking jokes, like, it was almost comparable to Joe Hickey, but, you know, nothing compares to that, really. So, now the one storyline that we've parsed over with our people pretty much because it was pretty boring, I'd say. You want to give a quick rundown of the Nikki Bella storyline?
Well, the whole thing was Nikki Bella had this nagging back issue, and her back kept cramping really hard. And she's like, oh, well, maybe I should do something about this incredibly painful back cramping that's precluding me from working out. It's like, but instead, I'll just ignore it. I'll just use Daniel Bryan's, like, rope gimmick and stretch. And then Kathy Colas came in and she's like, well, using my expertise of never having wrestled before, here's the problem. Here's the solution.
She did pop into my top list. I forgot about her, and her and Cena actually are in my list. So, but their little moments in the storyline weren't worth, you know, kicking off with them. But Yeah, I totally enjoyed her giving wrestling advice to Nikki Bella.
Especially, like, the rack attacks, like, that's crazy. Like, Kathy Colas would know because Kathy Colas has done the rack attack, I'm sure.
I agree with Nikki Bella saying that it probably is a lot on her back and spine to, like, slam people onto her shoulders when she does that. So, it's unfortunate that she couldn't just, like, act like she does that. Or, I don't know. I don't know how wrestling works. I've only been in an arm wrestling match.
That's true. Now, from Kathy Colas, she goes to have dinner with John Cena, and she's like, oh, my back. She's like, since you're a trained physical therapist / chiropractor, you work on my back, John Cena, in the middle of this crowded restaurant.
I'm going to point out something that I noticed on my second watch of this, is that they go into this restaurant for a nice Saturday lunch. It's on a sign there. It's bright out. By the time they're done with John Cena, giving Nikki Bella a thorough back massage, it's dark out. I don't think they've ate much. The restaurant has, like, tapered off their section because, they've been there so long and they're just tired of looking at them. And finally, when Nikki says she wants to leave and go home and rest, it's pitch black dark outside and they're off home, so I guess John Cena was, there for a couple hours trying to work that kink out of Nikki's back.
Well, to be fair, have you ever seen how quick it gets dark in the Pacific Northwest?
No, I have not, but I thought they were, like, in Wilkes-Barre or something. I don't know.
No, they were in, they might have been in Tampa, but I know here in the Pacific Northwest, it can go from light to completely pitch black dark in the span of maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, so then that brings up another point. John C. is trying to cheapskate her. He's getting in on the very end of the lunch special and calling that their dinner just so he could get a little money off.
He had to. He just bought 55
suits. In New York, yes. If you buy 55 suits in New York, you gotta cut back on your restaurant expenses.
You really do.
Oh, goodness.
But did you notice that she chastised him for buying the 55 suits? Never said a word when you bought her a vehicle or a house. None of that. None of that. Oh, that's too extravagant.
Well,
he buys himself 55 suits.
I'm not going to say this often, but I'm going to have to agree with Nikki. Even though it may not cost as much as all those things, I don't really think anybody needs 55 suits.
They're all tax write-offs at the end of the year because he'll probably use all of them for TV appearances.
That's true. He can probably do that. That crafty businessman, John Cena.
He goes on Good Morning America, wears one of the suits, writes it off, goes
Bingo
to
Bingo
a,
Bongo.
Exactly, goes to Trinidad Tobago, makes a speech, wears a suit, writes it off.
Yep. We have seen that to this Total Divas show that John Cena is a wily business personality.
He really is.
Now, I think we might have covered the show now. Is there any more? I know it's just you and me here, and I still feel like the question needs to be asked, and maybe we figured it out this week, and maybe we have not. But who is this show for?
I have to think they're just trying to throw whatever at the wall, see where it sticks, and then gravitate towards that for a little while. If it starts to slide down the wall, they throw something else at the wall, see what sticks, and they gravitate towards that for a while, because it seems like it's always changing.
It does seem that way. That is a good theory. I just had an idea here. Brittany, come over here. For a fresh opinion for the show, come here. We got Brittany, my girlfriend here. We'll ask her the question about Total Divas that we always ask on this show. Who is that show for?
As in people that watch it? Or
what is their target demographic? Who are they making that show for?
Totally for wrestling women, the women that love wrestling. It's like a soap opera.
Well, I think there's not too many of those. I mean,
it's gotten bigger, you know, with the divas, and you get these young women that are watching wrestling now that are getting into it because they see their dads watching it. I mean, you're getting there, and then their moms are going to sit there and want to know what their kids are watching, and there you go.
It's a new generation, sign guy.
It could be.
All right. So
now
do we have any more segments?
Yeah, we skipped
go
over
ahead.
Brie.
Oh, well, I tried.
Well, I know you did, but we'd be remiss. Brie spent the whole episode minus one part when she wanted her sister to quit stretching to look at Josie. Like telling her mother how hurt Nikki is, and Nikki's ruined her health. But she was more concerned that Nikki stop everything to look at Josie. Because apparently she thought, well, maybe Nikki has never seen Josie before. And so rather than answer the doorbell or get off the couch, she's like, Nikki, look at Josie. Look at Josie. And then she spent the rest of the episode telling Nikki, oh, well, you're ruining your health and you're wrecking your body and this and that. Brie didn't care. Didn't care at all.
Nope.
She just wanted her to see Josie.
Yep. That's really all she cared about. She doesn't know anything about keeping those around her healthy. She's a curse, I tell you.
She was the last one standing in that family.
She is. Until J.J. Bella makes his debut. He's chomping at the bit.
That's entirely feasible now. They might have to just start sending him and Vinny in there.
Yep, totally.
Now, something I'd be remiss also if we didn't hit this. We skipped it last week. I think we both missed it at the time. Very important. Mandy, and we touched on it this week too, goes to NXT. First person that she gravitates towards at NXT, tough enough winner Josh. She's like, well, Josh is one tough enough. He's the guy that I should take all my advice from because he's obviously an expert. He has to dress in the hall now. He can't dress in the locker room.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely, you know. And, you know, she's trying to get all the social media advice, and, you know, he's definitely the one to go to there.
Yeah. She's like, how should I handle social media? He's like, mock the people that have been there a long time. It'll be great. And she's like, won't that get you in trouble? He's like, nah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
That got him 250 days dressing in the hall.
Yep.
Which I believe will probably be close to his contract.
That is probably true. I came up with a theory today that if you ever win any of the shows put on by WWE, like, you know, the seasons of NXT and Tough Enough, don't look to have a wealthy, worthwhile career.
Yeah, those things are not the most conducive to long-term success there.
Nope.
So we covered
all right.
It all?
Yeah, I think we've covered it all. Is there any segments, you know, that I might have missed? Total Hoops, do you want to talk about how the Hoosiers are the worst team in the world? I've heard
that
on the... That's
pretty much a given.
Okay, Hoosiers are the worst. Seattle Supersonics coming soon.
No, they pretty much made it clear there'll never be a team here.
Oh, that just in your voice, what I heard was comparable to what I saw in Joe Hickey's face.
Well, you know, it came out just this week. Seattle had a chance, and they were like, we don't really feel like checking the feasibility of Key Arena for the NHL and the NBA. We'll pass on that and cover it up. What's the odds that the newspaper will track down that it was covered up? Turns out pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. Well, I think we covered all the hits that the Total Dudes fans/fan appreciate. I know, as I was on last time, I think anybody who ever listens to this show knows, has already followed me on Facebook, and don't follow me on Twitter because I hardly use it anymore. Like the Razor Ramones. Like you don't know who they are if you listen to this show. I feel like my plugs are just, you know, useless. Follow me on Spotify or something. Let's see. What social media things can I come up with? Oh, I have a nice Pinterest going on. You can help me with some tattoo ideas, maybe some food. You know, get on the Pinterest. Send me some Candy Crush Lives if you're on Facebook. You got any plugs that you don't usually get to there, Sign Guy? Or, you know, plugs for, you know, important stuff that you actually do?
Well, Friday on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show, we have Ashley America, whom is an American wrestler, by the way. Then.
Well, that's good.
It really is. Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we have... Sunday, let me check my date book here to confirm whom we exactly have. Oh, yes, we have referee day, all referees. Got a bunch of referees coming up. T-Rex, your buddy pal T-Rex.
Mm-hmm, got a T-Rex hat right here.
Ollie Tharp. Bruce Owens. Rick Knox. And... possibly a guy named Eric Foster out of West Virginia, all on board for referee day.
Wow.
And then I got a beeline down to Portland for NWA Blue Collar.
Whatever your next thing is, it's weird that I'm just not hearing about this referee day thing. But go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, you can always jump in on it too, but you were a part of one once, so, you know.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can jump down to Portland.
Beeline down to Portland. And then, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I think we've done it. I think I may have saved the show. Rex, get well soon. Hopefully you can hear this one day when your eye clears up. I don't know how that works. I don't know, maybe you got pink eye from watching too much Total Divas. So watch out, people. Maybe that's what happens. Sign us off, Sign Guy.
All right. Well, you know, join us next time with possibly the heel Rex Razor Sharp right here on...
He's always a heel.
Sign Guy and Rex.
Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Bye.